we're back. Let's get back at it.
Oh, shoot. I forgot to go to the bathroom. I'll be back in a minute.
God is so powerful, and nothing is impossible with him. So any time in your life, you don't have hope. We have to put our hope and trust in him.
Trusting God is definitely one of the most important parts of your journey with God and our life.
When Jesus was talking about how he was scared when he died, he said that he trusted God the whole time, knowing that it was God's will and plan for him.
Jesus was definitely an example for trusting God. Like Caden said, that he knew God's will and plan for him. And that's what we need to do in your life. And we can set that example like Christ did for us.
Jesus is definitely one to follow as our example. He is our best example.
Sorry I'm late. Traffic, am I right? So, what did I miss?
You should have been here. Jesus came and answered a couple of questions. It was amazing.
Yeah, right. I won't believe it till you show me the proof.
I'll even show you I took a selfie with Jesus.
Now do you believe us? It's true, I promise. Aiden, you gotta believe us. No one can just find a selfie with Jesus like that.
We saw Jesus with our own eyes, didn't we, guys?
Yes, we sure did.
Wow, that's a nice selfie. Jesus has great hair.
I know, right?
I can't believe you saw Jesus. That's pretty cool.
Whoa. Calm down. We'll tell him after the podcast, okay?
Sorry, we are just so excited. How many times do you get to see Jesus in your life? Not many people get the chance to see this.
So what else did I miss?
Well, today we've been talking about how to trust God through all times and the people in the Bible who did.
When we said the J name, he came. I just know he's busy, so I won't say his name.
Oh, okay. Let's talk about another person who trusted God.
Well, I know a few. Jonah.
What was that?
Hey there.
Who are you? I didn't know you were gonna be here.
It's me, Jonah. The guy who got swallowed by the whale, remember me?
It's Jonah. Cool. First Jesus, now Jonah?
I know, right?
This is awesome, but Jonah, I have a question. How did you have courage and trust when God told you to go to Nineveh?
Well, it was really hard to trust in God when he told me I had to go to Nineveh and preach about God there. Dude, I just trusted him so much. I tried to run away and hide from him. And then, when I got stuck in the whale, I didn't know what to think about it. But I knew God did this for a reason. God did that because I hadn't obeyed him and done what he told me to do.
That is true. When we don't obey the people who are in charge of us, there is usually most of the time a consequence for not listening to their instructions or commands.
What you said made me think of a verse. Psalm 119 verse 2 says, "Joyful are those who obey his laws and search for him with all their heart." What Madeline said reminds me of this verse because it talks about how if we obey God, we will be joyful.
There go the Bible verses again.
Obeying God is very important. I chose not to, and the results? Well, I got eaten by a whale, dude.
You mean if we don't trust God, we'll get devoured by a big fish?
No, not at all. Well, probably not. God wants you to trust in him, even if it means going through the worst place in the world and telling them that the Lord loves them. He only gives punishments if you don't do what he told you to. Oh, look at the time. I really gotta go, dude. Bye, dudes.
I'll sure miss that guy.
I'm back. What did I miss?
You should have been there. Jonah from the Bible came.
Wait, what?
That's my favorite Bible character, and I missed him? Oh, man!
Maybe we shouldn't have told him that, Madeline.
Big fat mouth.
Wait, what did he say?
He talked how we trusted God when he got swallowed by the whale.
Really? Why did I have to miss that?
Well, maybe you shouldn't get up and leave.
I had to go to the bathroom. How can I...
Let's stay focused on the topic.
So what are some examples where middle schoolers need to trust God?
A big one for me is when you have a big test to study for, or there are lots of extra stress, and you can pray about it and ask God for help throughout it. When we are going through anxiety of this, it's going to be hard, but we have to make sure we trust, put all of our hope in God.
When hard times happen, like when you lose someone close to you, depression or something scares you, or just when life gets hard, or a huge one for me is when you feel lonely or invisible, or like you don't matter because no one is responding to you when you, or someone's just being rude.
I need to trust in God when I'm trying out for a sports team or a play, and I know I need God's help to get in.
I need to trust God when I'm scared of being teased or made fun of because of what I say or how I act.
I need to trust God when you are at a new school and you have to make new friends and you miss your old friends. It can be very scary to leave a town into something brand new in a brand new place. It can be hard where you fit in because there doesn't seem like there's anyone who truly knows you. But there really is if you think about it.
These are all great examples of the difficult times in life.
I think this is all we have for today. Tune in next to hear how we can help others trust God.
Tune in next time on the best podcast ever. Bye!
Bye, everyone! Thanks for listening to the best podcast ever!
Yay!
Come on.
We're going whoop, whoop,
five,
whoop, whoop,
four,
whoop, whoop.